So, back to this notion of unconscious. The challenge is in business computer with a smarter unconscious. So, by example here, who's the smarter chess player? Is it the beginner who's very conscious of everything that's going on and is analyzing everything quite explicitly and remembering what they read last week in the opening moves book and so on? Or is it the grandmaster who, of course, is thinking very hard as well, but is calling upon this vast store of intuition in order to make moves that knows this is the right move? Well, it's not the one who's thinking the hardest consciously that is the smarter one. So I challenge you to work on invisible user interfaces, ones that make your unconscious smarter. You'll need a way to measure that. Okay, so that's the five areas. As I say, even though each one has a specific focus, for instance, user interfaces or systems or theoretical computer science, they really apply across all of CS. We always need ways of seeing things better, of knowing what we're seeing, of building and tying and making things useful to people. So as an example of how they apply across the disciplines, like taking programming languages, let's publish performance data. And of course, Barbara Ryder here and other people are absolutely doing this. Figure out a way to visualize the behavior of programming language systems so that we can publish photographs so other people can stand on our shoulders better. Know something about economic benefits of using the language. This is, of course, as far as I know, a very unaddressed area in programming languages. What are the economic benefits to users of the internet from Java, not counting employees of Sun, who stuck, options went way up? We don't know, because we just don't know how to analyze new languages in any real good way. Now, the abstraction areas where programming languages are already strong, so I think this is quite a good area, often, already in this area. What are the ways that your language ties things together, enables it easy to tie little pieces of code, little pieces of code, or have you published your short code on the web, two instances at a time? And what does your language make it visible? Again, that's an area where programming languages are already strong. Ever since Harness and his paper on the criteria for decomposing systems into modules, we've been aware in computer science of what we're making invisible. Which is why I have hope that we'll be able to do this user interface. So that's my list. So I think there's enormous fun challenges, and there's at least these five. There really were five, not six. I think this is, I've been doing computer science since I got my first paycheck in computer science in 1968. Is that right? Yes. I was 14 years old or something. So I've been doing it for a long time, and I've never seen a more exciting time. There's so many things to do. The wireless area, nanotechnology, visualization technologies, and so on. It's a very exciting time. I think I look forward to working with all of you in the next 10 years on some of these challenges or whatever ones you throw at me. So thank you very much.